Got one that you can't make up. Can't make it up. Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I'm Jared, this is Guns and Gadgets, and this is where you stay on top of everything happening to our right to keep and bear arms, even when it comes to toy guns. Yeah, you heard that right. Toy guns. Today's video is a jaw dropper. We're going to break down how Walmart just got slapped with thousands of dollars in civil penalties for selling toy guns because they dared to ship them into a progressive utopia with some of the most absurd firearm laws in the country. And trust me, this one's going to have you shaking your head in disbelief, especially if you have kids. But real quick, before we dive in, a big thank you to Blackout Coffee, proud supporters of freedom and this channel. Our premium instant coffee, we had a 72-hour flash sale and time is running out. You can get 25% off with code INSTANT25. But like I said, there's only a few hours left, so grab it while you can. It's storm season, it's hurricane season. Stock up so you can have individual servings of premium instant coffee. And get it in the description down below at blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. Now let's talk about how we got to the point where we're selling a plastic toy gun can get a retailer into hot water with the government. All right, let's start with what actually happened. According to reports, Walmart was fined by the state of New York. Yes, the same state that treats law-abiding gun owners like criminals for allegedly violating state laws over toy guns. Specifically, New York law prohibits the sale of toy guns that could be mistaken for real firearms, and they're dead serious about enforcing it. So what does that mean? In practice, it means that if a toy gun is black, silver, or even vaguely realistic looking, doesn't have enough clear, transparent panels or bright colors or safety markings, it's considered a threat to public safety in the eyes of the New York idiots, I'm sorry, bureaucrats. Walmart, according to the New York Attorney General, shipped several of these non-compliant toy guns into the state, and now they're paying up to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars in penalties. As a result of this settlement, Walmart must pay $14,000 in penalties and $2,000 in fees to the state for illegally shipping realistic toys to the state, to addresses within the state of New York. It's crazy. Now, here's what Letitia James, the Attorney General in New York, actually said. Hold on to your hats. She said, quote, "Realistic looking toy guns can put communities in serious danger. And that is why they are banned in New York." Serious danger, huh? Walmart, she continued, "Walmart failed to prevent its third-party sellers from selling realistic-looking toy guns into New York addresses, violating our laws and putting people at risk. The ban on realistic toy guns is meant to keep New Yorkers safe, and my office will not hesitate to hold any business that violates the law accountable." Retailers like Walmart have a responsibility to ensure that their products do not pose a danger to our communities. What a complete idiot. As a result of this settlement, like I said, Walmart's paying out of their nose, and it's crazy because it's on them to ensure that their third-party sellers are unable to sell imitation toy guns in New York. Now, the settlement indicated that nearly 50 imitation weapons, aka toys, violating New York's law were purchased through the Walmart website between March 2020 and November of 2023. Let that sink in, y'all. They're calling toys a danger to communities. Not criminals, not soft on crime policies, freaking toys. And then it gets worse. Walmart is accused of violating a settlement agreement from 2020 where they had previously promised to stop selling these types of toys in New York. Apparently, they were caught, like I said, shipping about 50 of them, and New York is big mad, big mad. But let me be crystal clear. There were no injuries, there were no crimes, and there were no victims. Just the company shipping toys that look a little too much like the real firearms for the Empire State's taste. Now, everybody watching this grew up with toy guns, and The ones that looked kind of real were kind of cool. And they don't want you to have those. Now let's talk about the insane double standard here. This is the same state, New York, that lets violent criminals back out on the street under soft bail reform laws. The same state that's constantly pushing red flag laws and magazine limits. And, they target our law-abiding gun owners in the state. But they draw the line at a $12 piece of plastic with an orange tip that was shipped in from out of state. Here's a question. Are toy guns a real threat? Or is the state of New York just using them as political weapons in the broader war on firearms? You already know the answer. But sound off below and let me know what you think of Letitia James, the AG of New York. The story may sound minor, but it reflects a much bigger trend. What we're witnessing is the gradual cultural shift where even the mere image of a firearm is treated as taboo. Whether it's in schools, it's on TV, or in this case, in the freaking toy aisle, anything resembling a firearm is considered dangerous or politically incorrect. And it's about conditioning the next generation to fear firearms instead of understanding them. Instead of educating children about firearm safety and responsibility, they're told from day one, guns equal bad, even fake ones. That's not how you build a culture of liberty. That's how you build a culture of compliance. That's how you breed compliance. And we have to push back against every attempt to normalize fear around firearms, whether they're real or toys, because once we lose the cultural fight, the legal battle becomes much, much harder. So if you're tired of the nonsense, hit the subscribe button and ring the bell notification so you never miss an update, because I will keep you in the know. And do me a favor, share this with someone who thinks a Nerf gun is going to bring down civilization. Let's make their heads twitch. Thanks for watching. Stay armed, stay free, and I'll see you on the next one. Take care.